Listening Library presents Who Was Abigail Adams? By True Kelly. Read for you by Anne-Marie Lee. Who Was Abigail Adams? On June 17, 1775, at 3 a.m., Abigail Adams woke up with a start. Her bed was shaking. The dull boom of cannons 10 miles away in Boston shook the whole house. The British and the American colonists were at war. Abigail had almost gotten used to hearing the boom from cannons every day as the armies fought. But this time was different. The cannon fire went on and on and on. Abigail's first thoughts were for the safety of her 4 children. She had managed the Adamses' small farm and big family by herself for months because her husband John was away. He had been nervous about leaving his family in a danger zone. However, he and Abigail both felt that he had to be at an important meeting in Philadelphia. John was among a growing number of people who wanted the colonies to break free from British rule. The meeting would decide the future of the 13 American colonies. At daybreak, Abigail and her 7-year-old son, John Quincy, climbed the hill behind their house to see what was happening. They could hear the guns roaring even louder. They stood on a pile of rocks at the top to get a better view. What they saw was horrifying. Beyond the British warships in Boston Harbor,